quit backseat surfing. I can see it.
Just leave the kids with the mother-in-law and go, go, go.
Yeah, but where? Where are we going, Fred?
Oh, relax, Barney. Leave it to me.
Oh, imagine. No housework for 2 days.
No cooking, no washing, no cleaning.
And no reservations. This is spring vacation, Fred.
So what?
So every place we go will be jammed.
What are you talking about? We're the only ones on the road.
We're the only ones on the road, huh?
Okay, I did make reservations. Now, we agreed to let me pick the place for this weekend, right?
Right, but...
And I told you I knew the perfect place to get away from it all, right?
Right, Fred, but...
But what? What are you worried about?
I want to know where we're going to get away, so if we don't like it, we can get away before we get there.
Oh, brother.
Slow down, Fred. This is a toll bridge.
There you are, buddy.
Okay, Mac.
I found a spot no one has ever heard about. It's called Rock Island. Now, are you happy?
Nope. I think we should have waited until the kids are back in school.
What kids?
Come on, man. Surf's up.
Say, what do you want me to do? Applaud?
Where are all those kids going?
I don't know, but I'll guarantee there won't be any of that at Rock Island. No excitement, just lie in the sun and sleep.
Where do we put the Flintstones and Rubbles?
Give them Suite 206. And don't forget to nail that table down.
I wonder why they chose this time of the year.
Maybe they can take it.
I guess they didn't hear about what happened last year.
Stop talking and keep nailing. We haven't much time left.
Right. It's 1 hour to count down now.
It is? Well, hurry. Put up the Jimmy Darroch posters.
Yes, sir.
I'm sure glad this is my last show for a while, Al. I'm really beaten.
I know you are, Jimmy, baby. And I have personally arranged for you to go on vacation starting tomorrow.
A vacation? Great. Where?
Where? Ha! Where would I send my boy to rest his tired tonsils? To lie in the sun? To swim in the sea? Where do you think?
Nassau? Bermuda? The Riviera?
Shall we try Rock Island?
Rock Island? Man, the national surfing finals are held at Rock Island, aren't they?
I remember, heard something about that, yes.
Don't tell me. Let me guess. I present the awards and headline the show, right?
It's only one night. The rest of the time, you rest.
Rest? At the surfing finals?
Jimmy, please, by now you should trust me already now, yet by now. There! You are a lifeguard!
A what?
Disguised booby. So your very own mother would not know you. For 3 days, you sit up on that little chair. You get sun. No one bothers you. Brilliant plan, hey?
Suppose I have to rescue somebody.
So what is wrong with a little exercise?
You're on, Mr. Darroch.
Go, kid. Make money.
And here he is, singing his number one hit recording, Jimmy Darroch.
Thank you. packs up your boards, get your Rachi sandals on, the Woody is ready to go. I got a big gun board, I wanna see how she handles when I take her to the TJ Slope. We're gonna shoot the girl and walk the nose and laugh, laugh, the grim is trying to hang by toes. So wax up your boards, wax up your boards. We'll be heading out on a surfing safari down Search Group 101. There'll be a me in Wahini who's wearing bikinis and guys in Pendleton. Yeah, we'll be grabbing the rail and pushing through. If you wanna come along now, you know what to do. Just wax up your boards. Wax up your boards.
That's Jimmy Darroch. Isn't he dreaming?
What did we do? Get a foreign language station?
Don't be a square, Fred. That's the most popular song in this country.
Song? I thought we were tuned into the mating call of a sick brontosaurus.
Hey, that's very funny, Fred.
Well, here we are. Beautiful, isn't it? And look at that beach, not a soul on it. We got the whole place to ourselves.
Funny, I keep thinking I've heard of this place. Did I ever mention it to you, Fred?
No, you didn't. Rock Island is my idea. Now let's register and get right down to the beach. I'm dying for a swim.
Me too, Fred. It's been a long, hot trip. Gee, you were right, Fred. A whole beach to ourselves.
Oh, it's almost too good to be true.
That's just what I've been thinking. Did you see the funny look the manager gave us?
Barney, you know what kind of a guy you are. If I bowl 200, you figure there's something wrong with the pins that day.
Start countdown.
Roger. 20, 19, 18, 17.
Come on, Barney, let's relax and hit the surf.
Surf! That's why I've heard of Rock Island.
Of course, they had the big surfing finals here last year.
8, 7, 6, 5.
Fred, we've got to get our money back and get out of here.
2, 1, blast off.
Get out of here, Wilma. What are you talking about?
The perfect place to get away from it all, huh, Fred?
A spot no one ever heard of, huh, Fred?
But what's going on?
Every spring vacation, Rock Island is overrun with teenagers. They have the national surfing finals here.
Last year, he jammed the place. It was in all the papers.
And you brought us here to rest and relax. Huh. Who can relax with that racket going on?
Hold it, hold it! What's wrong with being around a little action? What are we, old fogies?
Oh, no, you don't, Fred. You can't wiggle out of this one.
The idea of a vacation is to have fun. You can do your sleeping at home.
You said we were going to get away from it all.
Well, so I made a mistake. Why fight it? Come on, let's go swimming.
Look out for the waves, Fred.
Don't worry, Wilma. I know how to body surf. Watch!
Cool, man, cool. What a boss trick, boss. What do you call that maneuver, Dad?
Body shaping, Honolulu style.
Honolulu style? Man, it sure is different. How about teaching it to us?
Sure, be glad to. If you guys will teach me some of those dance steps.
You got a deal, Dad. Come on, join the gang.
Well, look at that.
Is that Fred?
Like I always say, where would the country be without its teenagers?
I don't know why I let you talk me into this, Al.
Jimmy, sweetheart, look around you. Every kid here is a champion surfer. You will never get off of that chair.
What about that fat guy? He looks good for a rescue or two.
Him? Don't you know a professional when you see one? That guy has only got to be their coach.
Gee, Mr. Flintstone, you dance divinely.
You're pretty good, too. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, brother, now I've heard everything.
Well, Fred always said, if you can't beat them, join them.
Join them? He's coming loose at the seams.
What's that, Mr. Flintstone?
I call this the safe stump. Toot, 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 toot. Wax up your balls. Get your harachas sandals on.
Good morning, Mr. Flintstone.
Good morning, my dear. Gonna do a little surfing? Well, remember that the skeg goes underneath and aft, not topside forecastle.
How about that? He reads one magazine and he's an authority on surfboards.
I appreciate your help, Mr. Flintstone.
Please, don't be formal. Just call me Troy.
Troy? I'll forecastle his topside.
Hey, the water's great, Wilma. Why don't you and Fred come in?
If you're talking about the overaged idol of the stoneboard set, he's busy at the moment. He finally found one person on the beach who has to stay and listen to him.
So then I had this big wave, see, and it was curling. But I knew if I wanted to be champion, I had to ride it in.
Some champion. He gets seasick in a bathtub.
So you know what I did?
No, Mr. Flintstone, tell me.
Look, Alice, isn't that lifeguard Jimmy Darroch?
Sure looks like him. Let's ask. Pardon me, sir, but aren't you...
Yes, my dear, I'm Troy Flintstone, and you want to see me body safe, right? Last one in is a hoe, Dad.
Fred, you just ate.
What's that got to do with anything?
Oh, I can't look. I knew it. I knew he'd get in trouble showing off.
Help! Help!
Hold on, Flintstone. I'll save you.
It's all right, Wilma. That lifeguard's pulling Fred out of the water.
Boy, that was a close one.
Yeah, like it sure was.
Lucky I was there to pull you out.
Huh?
All that seawater must have pickled something upstairs.
Hey, you're not a bad swimmer, son. All you need is some confidence.
Thanks, Daddy.
Well, I can help you there. You know, back home, they call me a regular fish. I'm perfectly at home in the water.
Oh, boy, you give that Fred an audience and he really hams it up.
Well, that ham is going to be barbecued if he doesn't cut out this nonsense.
Wilma, Betty and I are going to the beach. You want to join us?
Sure, come on in.
Wilma, what on earth are you doing?
I decided if Fred's going to be the Cary Grant of the teenage set, I'm going to be Tuesday Kilp.
Hiya, Mrs. Flintstone. You going to try a little surfing today?
I will if the water isn't too rough.
Gee, that lifeguard sure looks familiar.
If you're looking for Mr. Flintstone, he's right over there.
Hey, Fred is getting pretty good.
Pretty good at making himself look silly.
Hey, gang, surf's up!
Surf's up!
Surf's up!
Surf's up!
Hey, fellas, wait for me! Surf's up!
Oh, no! Fred, come back! The water's too rough!
Hey, look out, Fred! There's a big wave behind you!
Huh?
Mr. Flintstone, go!
What is he saying?
Help! Help!
I can't look.
Me neither.
Thanks, young man. I'm sorry he's so much trouble.
Glad to be of help, Mrs. Flintstone. Bye.
All right, Fred, will you stop it before you hurt yourself?
Are you kidding? I'm like a fish in the water. Come on, Barney, let old Troy show you how to water ski.
Excuse me, Betty, but I better go along and keep an eye on old Troy.
All right, Barney, but please do be careful.
Oh, no, not again.
There's nothing to it, Barney. Just keep your eye on me.
What's the problem, Jimmy Bubby Baby?
That fat guy. I pulled him out of the water so much I'm growing scales.
What's the matter, Bon? You scared?
Well, I was just wondering...
About what?
About that rock we're gonna hit.
What rock?
See what I mean?
There goes Operation Blubber again.
Well, this is certainly turning into a cozy little weekend for two.
Yeah, I wonder how King Neptune is doing.
Probably teaching the fish to swim.
Mr. Winstone?
Oh, no, not again.
I wish you'd keep him on shore. I'm getting waterlogged.
I don't know who I feel sorrier for. Us, the boys, or that poor lifeguard.
I hate to admit it, Wilma, but I'm pooped.
Don't tell me the bedrock cannonball finally ran out of steam.
Sorry, Wilma, I don't blame you for being mad, but I promise not to leave your side for the rest of this vacation.
Oh, Troy! Oh, hey! The surfing finals are starting!
We've been looking all over for you.
Well,
Come on. They want you to help judge.
No kidding.
Fred?
Well, if they really need me, I...
Come on, Troy. They're waiting for you.
Wilma, I'll be back.
Surf's up to 18 feet.
It's really breaking big. I can tell you something else that's breaking big. My temper.
All right, Barney. We'll go back to the beach. But no more water skiing.
I promise, Betty, I ain't gonna listen to that Fred again.
Surfing Awards tonight, starring Jimmy Darroch.
Hey, that's him. That lifeguard's no lifeguard. That lifeguard is...
Jimmy Darroch!
Jimmy Darroch, are you sure?
Positively.
What a waste. All this time we've been on the beach and he was in the water with Fred.
Oh, wait till Fred finds out.
Will his face be red?
Come on, I can't wait to tell him.
And here comes last year's champ, Vernon Stonehedge. He's working it clean, good form, perfect control.
Do you see Fred?
No, I don't.
There he is.
Come on, Troy. Don't be modest.
But I hate...
We have another entry, ladies and gentlemen. Fred Troy Flintstone.
Oh, Barney, this is terrible. Fred doesn't know how to surf.
Not knowing how to do something never stopped Fred from doing it before.
Well, I'm going to stop it this time. He could get hurt out there. Fred, wait a minute. I have to talk to you.
I'm a little busy at the moment, Wilma.
All right, then I'm coming out there.
Wait a minute. We got another entry, ladies and gentlemen. Mrs. Wilma Flintstone.
Wilma, what are you doing out here?
I haven't wanted to say this before, Fred, but you're making a fool of yourself.
Oh, is that so? Well, I'll show you a thing or two.
Fred, watch out!
Huh?
Watch out for the pier!
Will you quit backseat surfing? I can see it.
The most spectacular example of tandem surfing I've ever seen.
How about that? Isn't Wilma terrific?
Yeah, women drivers in the ocean. What next?
It is the unanimous opinion of the judges that first prize go to Mr. and Mrs. Flintstone.
And now to present the trophy, your favorite star and mine, Mr. Jimmy Darroch.
Thank you.
And I thought he was just a lifeguard. Oh, boy, do I feel like a dope.
It's all right, Fred. You deserve some kind of a trophy for this weekend.
It gives me great pleasure to award this prize to one of the nicest, warmest, young-at-heart couples I ever knowed, Mr. and Mrs. Flintstone.
Oh, shucks. thanks, boys and girls. And if anybody wants a few pointers, my wife, Mrs. Troy Flintstone, will be glad to give some lessons. And now let's have some pointers on singing from our favorite lifeguard.
You know it happens every summer, the minute school lets out. All the surfers and the honeys start to scream and shout. Camping out at the beaches, they won't be home for days. Yeah, everybody's going crazy with a surfing craze. You'll see them surfing at Redondo Beach, in the TJ Slow, Rock Island Beach, and or in the Times. They'll all be walking the nose. Play it up, Nancy. You see them wearing their doggers and the baggies too. Shooting the two rounds, shooting the waves. Yeah, everybody's going crazy with a surfing craze. You'll see them surfing at Redondo Beach, in the DJ Slow, Rock Island Beach, in a rinse. They'll all be walking the nose. Yeah, everybody's going crazy with a surfing craze. Yeah, everybody's gonna crazy with a surfing craze. Wow, everybody's gonna crazy with a surfing craze.
Hi, Betty. Have you unpacked yet?
Just finished, and am I glad to be home. Being a teenager is fun, but our age is much more comfortable.
Fred will vouch for that. He had to take a vacation to rest from his vacation.
At least he got that teenage stuff out of his system.
And how? I don't think Fred wants to hear another surfing song as long as he lives. Betty, get over here right away. There's something strange going on in our garage.
You know what happens every summer, the minute school lets out. All the surfers and honeys start to scream and shout. Everybody's gone crazy with a surfing craze.
Hiya, girls. You are listening to the Surfside 2 Plus 2, available for parties, picnics, and weddings. You see them surfing at Redondo Beach and the DJ Slows, Rock Island Beach and Rincon. They'll all be walking the nose. See them wearing their goggles and the baggies too. Everybody's gone crazy with a surfing craze.